We know it's not much fun lying around in a hospital bed, which is why the team here at Hospital Radio try to make your stay a little brighter. Today, we're going to tell you about a scheme called End PJ Paralysis, and I'm talking to Pete Gordon, part of the NHS Emergency Care Improvement Programme. We're going to find out more about the scheme and how you can become more active on the wards.
It's a campaign which started probably about a year and a half ago, and the whole idea is about getting more patients up, dressed and moving, and hopefully a step closer to getting home.
We're talking about this on Hospital Radio, and we know that on the wards there'll be patients listening, wondering what they can do to get more active. What sort of things can patients do to make a difference?
There's a couple of things. You know, you can ask family members or friends when you come into hospital to bring clothes, which include shoes. If you can get dressed, and it's all about choice, is make the effort to get dressed, or to ask the teams on the wards to help you to do that. And then, you know, every day for at least half an hour is to move. That could be moving around the bed, but it could be also moving to the bathroom. But the bottom line is additional moving, it can only help recovery and hopefully reduce the amount of time that people spend in hospital. The main thing that we're trying to do is to encourage more patients to be up, dressed and moving if they can.
Thanks very much to Pete Gordon, part of the NHS Emergency Care Improvement Programme. For more details, go online and search for End PJ Paralysis. This feature was brought to you by your local hospital radio station.